the bottom of Nun Vav Amud Beis by the Mishnah. We just left one thing open from yesterday. Was the Mor never responds to Reb Meir's, both in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. The Gemara does not respond to Reb Meir's question. And so the Mishnah leaves it as a question, and in the Gemara presents the question, and the Gemara says that Rabbi Elazar says that Rabbi Meir was asking the question. He said, "Listen, your Rishon Mobile says it, so now it's wonderful." I mean, he's almost saying it after hearing the question. He still stands with this. He still stands with this statement that that's the way it is. Now, the question is, what's the Rabbi Elazar? The Mor says that Rabbi Shobar ben Peser Rosh was making this mamatzinu, or he was Yoshev Adon, he's making some type of a limud. So a lashon of din means either mamatzinu or kalvachar. It means he was saying that there's some logic to connect the two. And Rabbi Meir was asking, if it's based on logic, I have an argument back. And Rabbi Elazar says that over the name of Rabbi Shobar, Rabbi Yeshua Bar Memel, the name of Rabbi Yeshua, this is the din. It seems to be that he was saying it b'teris, some type of masura, that the two are tied together. He doesn't say it's a lachal Moshe Mesinai, so I'm not sure. I wanted to look into it yesterday and then I forgot about it, so I apologize. So we not over Shabbos, I'm looking into it some more. Okay. So we're at the Mishnah at the bottom of the page. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Dati the name Rabbi Eliezer. So I presented a thought process as a Talmud in front of Rabbi Eliezer, my Rabbi. So Ma'im Etzim Kisara Shenam Tama Odom Ba'Oil Hanozim Megaleach Amagao Ba'Masao. So the Etzim Kisara, which is more lenient, it doesn't have Tumas Oil, it only has Tumas Mago Umasa. But that much we agree, that a Nozer is Megaleach on Maga and Masa of Etzim Kisara. Revi'ez Dam, which we're not arguing that it's Matama B'Oil, we're just saying the Nozer is not Megaleach on the oil of Revi'ez Dam. She Matama Odom B'Oil, but that much should be true, that Revi Yisdam should cause a nozer to get cut his hair by Mago Masa. So we have a Masura that regards the oil, it's not a revius of a lug, but it's a half a lug. That's regards to Ohel. But regards to Mago Masa, it should be the same as Etzim Kisara. So Amrli Mazda Akiva Ein Donan Khan Mikal B'Chaymer. This is not an area where you can learn from a Kal B'Chaymer, because you can't make a Kal B'Chaymer based on a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. Okay, Shabbos Hertesi Devorim L'Thei Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Akiva's other Rabbi was Rabbi Yeshua. And Eliezer and Rishu were contemporaries. They were the two heads of the generation. Amrli Yafa Marta Elikein Amr Halacha. So he responded in a similar fashion. He said, it's a good argument, but that's the halacha. Now, I have in the Rosh a piece of Rosh in brackets, which means you might not have it in your version of the Gemara. Ein Odin Shehei Nozer Megaleach Amazgo Amasa. So the Rosh says the El Precious back before I explained the Ladibri of Eliezer Kamar. Rekiba Sirele Daf Al Ole Megaleach. We had before the Rekiba Shita was that the shear for a Nozer to Megaleach by Revius by Dam was actually Revius for Oil Mago Masa. what he was saying over here was that even the fishitischa, that there's no din of oil on a revius dam, you need a chatzi lug for oil, but why should that take away the din of revius for maga and masa? Could we keep it personally? Argued before that the revius dam is sufficient for all three things. So Rabbi Akiva is just arguing in the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer, but not his own personal opinion.
It sounds like the sheet of Rabbi Yehoshua as well.
Of Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yehoshua agree.
Yeah,
correct. So we mentioned then, the Rosh said before that he has the Masar B'loch of Moshe Messinai, so how to get it, right. If his to obey him, yeah. That's what we discussed then. I don't know. Okay. Yibor Elohu, so Zot D'Gemor, we need to clarify this point. Is the Pshat that Etzim Kesar is a halacha? That the Nosar is Megaleach Alav is not. So the Pasuk says, "Al kol nafshas meis lo yavoi," and we could argue that Etzim Kesar being Etzim, which is not a primary element of Nefesh, and being not something which is the binyan of the atzamas, which that's the body, that's the person, or the arrive of his atzamas. It's one bone. It's a small bone the size of a barley corn. So that, based on the psukim alone, I would not know the nozer is megaleach, but rather to lachem Moshe Mitzinai. And you're saying revius dam is a kal v'chomer. You're trying to learn out revius dam from etzim kesar with a kal v'chomer, and we have a rule of ain done in kal v'chomer mehalacha, and that was what Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer meant. Dilma, that maybe what we're saying over here is that the revius dam is halacha. Revius dam that it's matam ba'oil is halacha Moshe Mitzinai. Rabbi Akiva darshan before that the pasuk by oil, it says nafsho is mace, and we say that dam is a nefesh is totally in is revius. So Rabbi Akiva has revius dam because the Chazal said the minimal size of dam which could hold life in a very small person would be revius of dam. So that's nefesh. The Torah refers to dam as nefesh. So revius dam is that's what Rabbi Akiva said. But do we say no? That we're arguing back over here that revius dam is not in the pasuk. It's halacha. Okay. And then we're trying to learn from Etzim Kesara to something which is a halacha. Etzim Kesara is a kavachar. We make a kavachar from Etzim Kesara to Revius Dam, which is a halacha. And that's the problem. So we're saying the Revius Dam has a halacha of oil. So that's what makes it more chomer, and therefore we can learn from Etzim Kesara to Revius Dam. Well, but that Revius Dam has din of oil is a lach of Moshe Mitzinai. So you cannot use the chumrah bestowed through Moshe lach of Moshe Mitzinai to create a status of kal v'chomer. So Toshma Etzim Kesara halacha Revius Dam kal v'chomer vein don kal v'chomer me halacha. So this over here was. We have a brisa which says explicitly that the problem wasn't that you can, that the halacha Moshe Sinai was in revius, but rather the halacha Moshe Sinai. In other words, okay, the more is two possibilities are every kal v'chomer has. Okay, every kal v'chomer has two malamdim, which doesn't is counterintuitive. Okay, right. But what's a kal v'chomer? You have A, and you have B. You're trying to learn a halacha from A to B. So A is the malamed, it's the teacher, and B is the lamed, which is being learned. So that's the simple melamed and the lamed. So I say, well, if A is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, its din is based on halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, you cannot learn from halacha Moshe Mitzrayim A to B. But there's another element of melamed which the Gemara uses. The Gemara says, but why should B learn from A? Because, well, B has a halacha already embedded in it, which indicates that it's more chomer. So in a certain sense, that halacha which is embedded in B is part of the source of the kal v'chomer as well. I'm not learning that out. I know that already. That's teaching me how to view B, and based on this way that we view B, well, B is very chomer because it has this halacha. Oh, so B is very chomer. So who told me that? This halacha taught me that B is chomer. Based on that, I want to learn out another halacha. So the chomer of B is also malamed in a certain sense. It's also teaching me something. So every kal v'chomer has two parts that you need. You need the melamed where you're learning this attempted halacha from, and you're having a source to indicate that this is a chomer. That's the kal, this is the chomer. Who said? Well, others, it has this other halacha already established, and that's why it's more chomer. So that's also called the melamed. So the more is grappling with saying you can't learn from a halacha. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, are we discussing A, is the halacha Moshe Mitzrayim learning to B, and that's the problem, or that which B is established as being more chomer, it's internal malamed, its chomra is halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, that's also not acceptable. Halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is a whole different concept, it's not really defining this, it's halacha Moshe Mitzrayim's work on their own way, that's not indicating that B is more chomer, it's a special whatever, that's what halacha Moshe Mitzrayim is. So that's what the Moor is grappling with, is the problem the A or the chumra of B that we're grappling with. The place where we're going to see this play out, there's a sugya, there's something called dayo. Dayo is you can't, when in a kal v'chomer, what you're learning to can't end up being more chomer than what you're learning from. I'm learning from A to B. I can't make B more chomer than A. I'm saying whatever chomer that A has, albeit that A is weaker, that has this halacha, so B, which is more stringent, for sure should have that halacha. We don't double it and say, well, if A is weaker, has X, so B, which is more stringent, should be X plus. We say, no, that we don't do. We say, just enough. It's just enough to be the same. So the Gemara applies that concept both to both Malamdin, to the A is learning to B. And if the new halacha that you're learning to B runs along the same area as the halacha that B already has, which indicates that it's chomer, we're going to have the same problem. We can't make this new halacha that we're adding more chomer than the previous halacha that already had in B. So that's called dayo on sof din. The Gemara refers to that. That's what the Gemara means. There's a dayo b'tchilas din and a dayo b'sof din. You're learning from A, that's tchilas din, to B, that's a sof din. That's where you're ending up. But in B itself, so the Gemara applies that concept in a few places, and I really remember people get very stuck over there. What's this dayo b'sof din? I'm learning from A to B. A is the malamed and B is the lamed. What do you mean dayo? You can't make the nidun more chomer than the malamed. Because there's a malamed in B itself. What taught me that B should be treated differently? That this already known halacha about B. So that's also teaching me something. So that teaching me tells me how to look at B. And now you're adding a new halacha, making B more. One second, they already described how to look at B. Only so far, not more. So there's going to be a limit to how much you're going to add to B as well, based on B, just as much as a limit what you can add to B based on A. I know it's not in the game right now. It's
still interesting.
We're going to get there. We're going to get stuck on it. Might as well start banging it away now because you know it's a Baba Kama, and after getting this Baba Kama, so. Yeah, but we learned Kiddush already in Dershow. So after Gittin, we're finishing Noshim after Gittin. So we're going to Baba Kama. So we're going to get to Baba Kama Dav Chavav, and we're going to get very stuck about how Dayo, Chavay and Chavav, and say, how does Dayo work? Well, we can discuss it back to Masechta Nazir. Say, okay. No. Okay. Wishful thinking. Iboy Elohu, Etzim Kisari Halacha. So they're arguing you can't make this limud from a halacha moshe mesinai. Halacha moshe mesinai function on their own terms, and they can't not be used to teach me other halachas. Okay, so etzim kasar halacha, what is the issue we're starting from is etzim kasar. The nosa megaleh halav, that which also has to be megaleh by etzim kasar is halacha moshe mesinai. Why? The mikra loyasi, you cannot learn out from the pasuk. The ksiv al kol nafsh is mace. Now the gears over here should be al nefesh mace. Kol nafsh is mace is a pasuk by Tumas oil. Al nefesh mace loyavo is by Mot Nazir. The mashad loyhuzer el al davar shematama bo oil. So the pasuk describes the loyavo. Well. Loyava applies to things that have oil. Etzim Kesara doesn't have oil. So based on the Pasuk, I would not include Etzim Kesara, but I'm including it, Halacha Moshe Sinai. So it comes out my Melamed, which I'm learning from Etzim Kesara, is not a good Melamed, because it's Halacha Moshe Sinai. And that's what Rav Eliezer and Rishu are arguing. Rav Yisdam Boilag Murimine Bekalva Chaymer. Rekamalei Rav Eliezer, Ein Kan Kalva Chaymer, Mishum Dein Dona Kalva Chaymer, Midavar Shehu Halacha. You cannot learn a Kabbal Chaymer from something which is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. And that was what Rav Eliezer and Rishu were saying. Or, Adilma Riyas Dam Halacha, Mashu Matama Ba'oyol, that which Riyas Dam is Matama Ba'oyol, according to Rav Eliezer and Rishu, is Halacha Moshe Mesinai. Why? The Ksiva called Napshus Mace, the Mashu Shir Beis, the Foshus, the Hanu Beis Revim. So it says Napshus Mace. So Rekiva said before, Napshus is two. Mace one means it's one revias because it's a mace. It's only the amount which one mace needs. But it says plural to tell me that one revias can come from two mace. But Chum argue on that. So they say, well, looking at the pasuk alone, it's tell me you need two shurim of revias. You should need a chatzi. So that revias dam is matama ba'oil. It's a lachem moshe mesinai. It's not in the pasuk. Now, etzim kasar is kalva chaymer, which means about the ball, etzim kasar is not a kalva chaymer, it means about the ball, lilmoid, revias dam, big kalva chaymer, may etzim kasar. You want to learn out revias dam based on the kalva chaymer from etzim kasar, based on the logic, amitai chumra, sheyesh revias dam, because revias dam has a chumra, shematame boil, mashenka etzim kasar. Well, and if you try anyway, pirish mitay chamra oil sheyesh revias dam shabo me'alocha. That which revias dam has a chumra, which is given to it based on halacha moshe mesinai, becomes that's something which you cannot. It doesn't teach me how to look at revias dam that it's a more chumra is a good thing. It teaches me that there's this extraordinary concept called halacha moshe mesinai that has this din. It doesn't teach you anything more about revias dam. Oh, revias dam is very chumra because revias dam is going to stand on their own. That's what the Morris concept. But the Morris says, no, that's not the point.
I wonder how old Rekiva was in this conversation.
I don't know. Chajal lo kain gadol. Not the Mishnah. Shnei zirim shamar lehen echad. So there's two nazirim, and a person told them. I saw the two of you standing over here, and I saw something which would cause a din of tumas, something which is tumas mace. Touch the back of your one of you guys' foot. I couldn't tell which one it is. I ran over to you and said, don't remember which one it was. So one A can tell us that they were in Matame, and based on that they can cut their hair and bring karbonas, all that's fine. Problem is he doesn't know which one. So they they're not arguing with him because they would the erech is not misurim, but if the person himself says it's not true, the person is believed. He's not believed against two edim, but against one edim is believed. So they're saying, okay, we don't know, very possible. Okay? So they have to wait till they can't cut their hair misafik, because if they're not satami, they have a chiv, they didn't cut their hair right away. Go through the tar, 7 days of tar process, cut their hair. If they're not satar, it's an issur d'oraisa to cut their hair. They have to wait till the end of the period. So they both wait till the end of the Nazir's period. And Megalchin, Umavi and Karban Tuma, the Karban Tahara. Okay, so at the end of the 30 days, there being two sets of karbanos, the Karban Tuma and the Karban Tahara. So each one says, Weimer, Imani hu tamei. If I'm the one who's tamei, Karban Tuma shall leave, Karban Tahara shall chah. Imani hu ator, Karban Tahara shall leave, Karban Tuma shall chah. So far, so good. They wait till the end of 30 days. They bring a Karban Tuma for the one person who's really Tamei, and a Karban Tahara for the person who's Tor. Now, then, so one of them is Tor, and he's done, really. One of them is Tamei, and he just finished his Tuma, and I guess it's start over and count again. But each one doesn't know. Each one myself has to count again. Mr. Tuma Nastam Nazir is 30 days, so they complete another 30 days. When we be in Karban Tahara, they bring one Karban Tahara. Vaimer, Imanir wa Tameh, if I was the one who was Tameh, Karban Tuma, the Karban Tuma from 30 days ago was mine, and the Karban Tahara Shekha, and the Karban Tahara brought 30 days ago was yours, it was that Karban Tahara Rasi, and now this Karban now is mine. Imanir wa Tor, if I was the Tor, the Karban Tahara Shali, the Karban Tahara of 30 days ago was mine. The Karban Tuma Shekha, you had the Karban Tuma. It was that Karban Tahara Shekha, and that this Karban now is your Karban Tahara. And that's how they would deal with it. In some cases, they're quiet. They're not arguing with it. They're not denying it. If they were denying it, they were contradicting him. So the Erechlis can't not force his position on them if they're saying they know otherwise. Even though Erechlis is neman, but not when you're machishim. So they have to wait till 30 days over before they do anything, because on the possibility that they're tor, they can't cut their hair. So they wait till the end of the 30 days of the Naziris, and they bring us two karbanos, and they share them. Now the Gillian says over here that this next rush is going on the end of the Mishnah. If I was the one who became Tomei, Karban Tuma Shanasa Kvar, that Karban Tuma which we did already. So now let's say the argument is like this issue happened, they were Kabbalah and Sirius together. It's day two of their Naziris, and this story happens. So they wait till day 30, and they bring these two karbanos, the Karban Tuma and the Karban Tahara. Then they count another 30 days, and now it's day 60. So he's saying on day 60, that Karban Tuma, which we brought 30 days ago on day 30, was mine. The Karban Tahara Shanasa Mikvar Hu Shecha. And the Karban Tahara which was done then was yours, and the Karban Tahara which you're bringing now is mine. That's the same for the Mishnah.
There are a lot of lavin associated with
okay. Okay. Now, something more. Ketani, we said the Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim, Shomer Lehem, Echod, Reisi Echod Mikam Shenitma. So he's saying, I saw what happens. So it's a case of this is a private scenario. So it's a Savik Tumor, Rishul Siyachid. Kosova tumor Rishusayachim Hechiafina law me soita. Ma soita is boiled when he velis.
Right, but.
Kosova tumor Rishusayachim Kandika betray. So you learn out that the Torah says by a soita, the Torah uses the language of tumor. That and we say, even though it's a suffix, but she's treated that way as if she was nitma. It means we deal with a suffix tumor as a vadai, but only when it's in private. The definition of Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah for this purpose is not the same as Shabbos. Okay, so now we could have thought that meant in private, meant totally in private, only one person. So Morris says that's not correct, because since the source we learn from is by the Saita, and by the Saita we know there was two people there, the Baal and the Nivellus. And the Torah says, well, it's a Suffolk, we deal with a Zavadai. So anytime there's a Suffolk with two people are present, it's still called Rosh Hashanah Yachid, and Sabbatim Rosh Hashanah Yachid is Tomei. So both should be Tomei. So Moore says that's true. But over here, there are three people. There's the two Nazirim, and there's a third person saying what he saw. It means he's there with them. And sometimes the Rabbi, the Loch is Tor. We call some tumor shizur rabbi, sveika is tor. So neither one should have a din of tumor. So why do we have to go through this whole process? Suffolk tumor shizur rabbi, tor, should pass in the shiloh and tell us that they're vade tor. Omer rabbi bar Rav Huna. The person, the aide, was standing at a distance. He wasn't with them. And he said, I witnessed this tumah being falling into where you were. So he's saying it from a distance. So it's the case of some tumah, which is a yachid. And therefore, the rule of Sotim Rosh Hashanah Torah doesn't apply. Now, Tosafot over here is going to grapple with, okay, fine. So, but then the din of Sotim Rosh Hashanah Yochid applies, which is Vadei Tomei. So both bring Korban Tumah. So that neither should bring Korban Tumah, or both should bring Korban Tumah. But why is it a Sufik? The same din of Sotim Rosh Hashanah is Torah, and the Moor is saying everybody should be off the hook. Sotim Rosh Hashanah Yochid is Tomei, the same thing, both should be Vadei Tomei.
I understand, like, you know, we say, let's say the piece of meat that you find, you know, this one piece that's straight and the nine that are kosher. You can't eat all ten, right? In other words, you know that one has got tumah. I mean, what's troubling me here is that you know vadai, one is tameh. So how can you make both of them tougher? How would that be a possibility?
Interesting. I mavish thought you were going to go the other direction. Okay. So, I thought you'd say, well, you know, Vadi wants Torah, so how could you give both of them the din of tumah? That's what I thought. That's what I said, mavish, I thought you were going.
Well, it could be besuffa. I mean,
because actually, that's such a steris. You can't say tumah, tumah, shesu, yochi, tumah, and both should be bring korban tumah Vadi, because one's a Vadi, we know, but one's Torah. So they can't bring a korban, they cannot both bring a korban tumah. And get dinim of tumah. Which is not bothered all the way around.
Why isn't it bothered?
Well, okay, so.
Just like a gazera type?
No, I mean, well, I'll give you a different scenario. Shnei Shrilin, right? Gemara Pesachim, Hadur Pesachim, and Daf Yudim and Aleph. So there's two roads. There's a mace buried under one of the roads, and he's buried in such a way that it's impossible to travel over that path without going over that mace. So it's a tumah b'kasa ayla, and the person will come vade tome. And Reuven went down road one. Shimon went down road two. Right, they both have a cheskes tahara. They're both torah. So they come to Bezin separately. We pass in Tor. Chazaka says they're both Tor. More so, they come to Bezin Bevasachas. Bezin Din Drabonon. It looks strange. They both should tell both of them Tor at the same time. So the Gemara says, well, that doesn't bother us either. But if one of them comes to Bezin to ask for both of them, that's a problem. Okay, so they're both Vadei Tor, and they have a right to touch Taras and eat going to Beis Hamikdash. They're Tor.
Now, so if both of them touched a piece of meat,
now they go and they touch. Then one of them the touches Truma, say, oh, Truma's Tor. He's Tor. Truma's Tor. Second one touches the Truma. The Vach is Truma. You burn the Truma because it's Tomei. So we're comfortable with saying both of them are Tor. And they can go into Beis Hamikdash and do everything they want to do. But you're right, we're not going to create a reality which is not true. We know about it, this truma is tomei now. We don't have a suffix anymore. Calls one to suffix, we deal with it as if it's a vadai. But once it's not a suffix anymore, it's not a suffix. So each person in their individual life is functioning. I need to bring a korban tuma. So I need to bring a korban tahar. Am I tomei or not? No, you're not tomei. You're a regular nazir. You're not tomei. Some of the tumors are around. It's Tor. You're not tomei. Zindahay. Bring your, keep your naziris, bring your karma tahara, and continue on in life. The other guy's life is irrelevant to my life. The fact that we're doing it simultaneously doesn't change my status. If we would interface with something at the same time, that'd be equivalent that we'd have to pass on that. But that's not. In regards to Ilchus Naziris, we don't have to. Each one functions in their own bubble. My Naziris is not done with your Naziris. So each one function is Tor. Some of them are Tor. Now, it comes to us and says, that's nice, but so what about someone who says, Yochi Tomei? So say the same thing, listen, I have no idea whether you're really Tomei or not, but the Torah gives you a dinner Vadei Tomei. You bring a carbon Tuma, and it's not you don't have to bring a carbon a Chatas Oif, bring a Chatas Behema, Gzuntahei. Chatas Behema? Yeah, we pass, and you're Tomei. What about you? Also, right? You don't bring the same behemoth. You bring a different behemoth. No. That's no good. So Tosfos says, some of Rishus Rav and Torah I can live with. Both should be Torah. I can't live with both of them being Tomei. So Tosfos Losh is a little bit different. V'yesh l'armer d'lo gemiri misoita ela dabr she'efshe liyoyz kisoita d'efshe shenitimeis avul hachal lo'efshe litamash shneim devari echad Torah. The Lehman of Sabbath Tuma, since the normal situation of the Sabbath Tuma of B'shus HaYachid, we're saying there's two players and we're generating one Tuma, which is possible. But to put a situation where there's two players and we have to generate two Tumas, which we know is not possible, that Sota can't teach you that. So it's a limit in the limud of Sabbath Tumah Shel Yochid. So Tosfos says, so flip it around, let's tell me the same thing by Sabbath Tumah Shel Rabbim. So Tosfos says, so it's important Tosfos over here. Let's see it. We deal with it as a vadai. The Torah gives it as a vadai, which means if a person became a suffix tamei, or we have a suffix, there's no dinner of Tumah Shel Yochid on inanimate object. It has to be Esh B'Das Lishol. It has to be a human being. But if it's Tumah Shel Yochid on a person, we pass it on his body, he touches Truma. So Truma, which is Tor, is also to destroy. Truma, which is Vadi Tomei, you burn. Truma, which is a suffix, it's a dinim of Thailand. You can't burn it, but you can't eat it. So what's with this truma? So what do you mean, what's the truma? We pass the guy's vadai tomei. You burn the truma. So it's a din vadai. So let him bring a carbon tuma of a nazir. It has to be something which is possible. It's possible she's tamei. So you say, okay. So the Mishnah Yochi says that possibility gets a din of avada. But this you can't do. Make both vare tamei. So it's okay. So don't tell the round. In Taimar, in Cain, my parak mikora. Well, some of the Mishnah says, Rabbi Mu, climb Rabbi Vishnaim, carbon tahara. We should pass them both our tour. Let them finish the Naziras, bring the regular carbon tahara, and go on their merry way and drink wine in Metabla Mesa. What do you mean? It's not possible, both are tor. Well, Sabbatuma Rishus Rabin, Dimitarina, not maybe Saita Gamina law. Leofina and El Dover Shaf Shalios. Bahaka Bavare Echatome. Biesh Loimar. The Sabbatuma Rishus Rabin, love me Saita Gamina law. El Kolchad Bechad, Mukmin and Aches Kose. Okay. So Tosis says you got it wrong. Betzim, the woman goes into the situation, she has a cheskes het to labala. And if you have a suffix, she comes to labala, the chazaka should tell me that she's mutter. The Torah has been in a situation of Rosh Hashanah, the suffix overrides the chazaka and we give her dinavari tome. That, when it's not Rosh Hashanah, she's tahara, is because she has a chazaka. I don't need to learn it from Saita. That's a regular little chazaka. Now I did a subject tuma, not by a woman, but by the world of tuma and tahara. Shem Tumah Shazal Yachid, but they told me, how do you know? Saita. How do you know Shem Tumah Shazal Rabin Tor? Because the parsha of Sabatuma of Saita doesn't apply, but Shazal Rabin. So you go back to the regular rules of Chazaka. So I'm not learning it out from Saita. I'm saying that the parsha of Saita does not apply, because the parsha of Saita is only said in Shazal Yachid. Because by definition, the Torah says they were Beseser. So therefore, the rules of Sabatuma Shazal Yachid don't apply, because you go back to the regular rules. What's the regular rule? Chazaka tells me to your tour. There's no din Sabbatuma Shazal Rabin Tor. The din is Sabbatuma Shazal Rabin, you don't use Saita, and you use the regular rules of Chazaka. The Chazakas are a stira. If you don't make Trump Harakam of the Chulun, Lahami Kaldor Rechis Kasei, Avagav, the Vari Echad Tome. Kimin Lo Yadin Alei. As long as I don't know, we deal with it as Chazaka, and he's Tor. That's it, a Shnei Shrielin. Mikir din, both are Tor. As long as it's anything which you deal with is a suffix, Chazaka tells me you deal with it as if it's Torah. So she says, "I the Gemara in Chulin, Mabagav the Perikam in the Chulin, the Ma'id the Kosocha Daite, Kamer Hashem, Hilchas a Gemiri La Umasha Hashem the Suffolk Tumur Shazar Rabim, Lav Mishum Chazaka, El Nigra Misaita, Maskana Lakoi Hachi." There is a stage in the Gemara with the Morris Masha that we learn it from Saita. So I said, that's true. And then it's a loch in Saita. And then we would have this problem we have over here. But at the end of the Sugya, that's no longer true. And some Tumor Shazar Rabim being Tor is not learned from Saita. It's just that the laws of the Saita don't apply, and therefore you go back to the regular rules of a Chazaka. Before Ish Baruch. So beginning of Nida, Mavesham will learn that. That'll take a little while till we get there. So Tosis discusses this issue of Sabbatum Rosh Hashanah Rabim being based on Chazaka or being based on Saita at length. Not everybody agrees with Tosis. Some learn that the din of Sabbatum Rosh Hashanah Rabim Torah is a learn from Saita. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm remembering this correctly or not. Probably not. When I first started this year, we said that somebody brings a carbon, it has to be there. I can't.
Right.
So how does it work in this case? Where, all right, this one might be mine, might be yours. Doesn't the person have to? Doesn't
that
be his
korban?
So like you say,
during Mac, you can make a shut. It's like
you can make a shut.
Well, they
not
shut. But
like,
where, we're going to go and buy the behemoths that we need together, and we're going to make it. We're going to make a tanai on the kinyan. If I'm the one who's tor, so I bought this animal for myself for tahara. If you're the one who's tor, we bought it for you. And the kohen is makrabit l'shem whoever is the correct owner. So the din of the kohen has to be makrabit the korban l'shem bialim. But l'shem bialim can be. You can fulfill the luck of l'shem bialim by saying l'shem whoever is the real of you is the real owner. That's you fulfilled it in the l'shem bialim by that.
So these two people who have the suffix tuma, they can both go into the Beis Hamikdash.
Yeah.
I mean, well, timing the mikdash. That's the problem I have. Is like the tuma case.
There's no din tuma. Mikdash doesn't become tumic. Saying there's an isser, but within the world of isurim, the chazaka, the chesed Torah tells. I mean, the chazaka is not logical.
Remember, tame is going to be a rishon. So when everything is a, when they make the korban, don't they have to?
Well, there's no tuma on an animal, a live animal. I mean, chazaka. The world of chazaka it makes sense with existing within the world of dini atara. Within the world of dini atara, this is how you deal with it. So, like, okay, it's all dinim. So the Russian said, this is how you deal with the din. So, like, it's no problem. The man throws a get to a woman. Man throws a get to a woman, right? And it was something if it landed closer to her, and she's divorced. It landed closer to him, and she's not divorced. We say chesed. She says she's still married. She's a chazaka. Now tomorrow she's a mezana with asra. We take her and we kill her and we kill the man. We have no idea. She might really the reality might have landed closer to her. She's divorced, and we're killing two innocent people. No problem. Kill him. That's what the Torah said to do. Loshitza doesn't apply over here. Because based on Dinah Torah, that's not called Loshitza. That's called Mises Bezdis. The real reality is irrelevant because we're discussing how the Torah tells me to deal with the world of Dinah. So her status halachically is called an Eish Azish. Therefore, her status halachically is to be killed. Like, what the reality is irrelevant because Eish Azish doesn't exist in reality. Eish Azish exists in the world of Dinim. In the world of Dinim, she's married. That's the Kiddush of Chazaka. So Chazaka says, you're Torah, go to the Beis Hamikdash. Maybe you really tell me. I don't care. It's irrelevant. The world of Chazaka is a fascinating world.
Right. No, and that's what I said before. It's like it's a zebra. Like, in other words, it's like a folk type of thing.
Yeah, you're right. But saying all dinim of chazaka are that.
Yeah.
That the whole world of chazaka is like that. But we don't call it a chayk. I mean, that's the system which we work in.